Ray Foley on Today FM.
On strawberries this afternoon. Apparently strawberries are early. They've arrived early. A bouncing baby strawberry has just been, millions of them have arrived a little bit earlier than expected because the weather was so nice in the last few weeks. The strawberries have arrived early. Sweet, succulent, delicious. What is it that makes them so good? The local Irish strawberries as opposed to ones we get all winter. Well, I suppose they'd be kind of generic. They'd look like strawberries, but they wouldn't necessarily taste as sweet or juicy.
Some of them are darker in colour. Like, actually more of a dark red colour.
So what's that about?
They are a different breed.
Buy local strawberries. The less they have to travel to get to your gob, the better, from Sinead. Thanks, Sinead. Thanks for your insight and expertise. Wexford strawberries are the best strawberries in the world. Even my dad from New Zealand says so. See, they can't help themselves, can they?
Very divisive strawberries, isn't it?
We said let's keep this apolitical. Let's keep this polite. Let's keep it above the waist. Wexford strawberries are the best strawberries in the world. Even my dad from New Zealand says so. Wexford has the perfect combination of sunshine and rain to grow the perfect strawberry. From Helen, also a Kiwi, but living here for far too long. What do you mean, far too long?
Again, very political.
Jesus, Helen, coming over here with your ranting and raving.
There's the door if you don't like it.
With your Shortland Street and your ranting and your various islands.
And your crowded house.
Thanks.
And your lord.
And ranting and raving on the text about being here for far too long. Well, do you know what, Helen? If it's far too long, you can go back to your Lord of the Rings and your Peter Jacksons.
I knew talking about strawberries was going to get to us.
Helen, love the show.
Hey.
And if they're not Wexford strawberries, they're shite, says Paul. Less nuanced view there. So I say you're really fulfilled, Paulie. Tony's there this afternoon as well. Good afternoon to Tony.
Good afternoon to Tony.
Good afternoon, guys.
Good afternoon.
You know that a strawberry is the only fruit that you can hold up a banquet.
What did he say? A strawberry is the only... Go again.
Is the only fruit that you can hold up a banquet.
It's the only fruit that you can hold up a banquet.
Because it's a strawberry.
It's a strawberry. It's the only fruit you can hold up a banquet. It's a strawberry. It's a strawberry. Am I saying it wrong? It's a strawberry.
No, you're saying what he said.
It's the only fruit you can hold up a banquet. It's a strawberry. What am I not getting?
Love the show.
Hey!
Cheers. Anyway, celebrations, not just in Wexford, but indeed anywhere they grow strawberries. Last week's dry spell was only briefly broken by a few April showers, which means strawberries have arrived. Let me call my strawberry guy.
Let's do it.
Where is he, by the way? Is he in Wexford?
He is indeed.
Oh, good.
The capital of strawberries.
I tell you what, there'd be war if I didn't call someone. It's ringing. It should be here.
Hello.
Hello, Eamon.
Yes, how are you doing?
Hello, sir. Ray Foley calling from Today FM. How are you? Eamon is the owner of Greenhill Fruit Farm, just outside Enniscorthy in Wexford. Good to have you, sir. How are you feeling? The strawberries have arrived
early.
I'm pretty good, but how are you feeling about the strawberries? Have they arrived early for you?
Yeah, no, we're pulling about a week ahead now. We have two fantastic weeks, and the Wexford countryside is absolutely coming alive down here.
Really?
Of activity.
It's red everywhere. So tell us, particularly when... how long do the strawberries take to grow? And then in the last couple of weeks, I suppose it was the good weather that made it like, all right, they're good to go now.
Yeah, I suppose so. Planting starts at Christmas time.
Okay.
And they'd be starting to pick now in 2 weeks' time.
Okay.
And then I suppose maybe 60 days for some of the plants that we put in from the time we plant them to the time we pick them, we'd have fruit within 60 days because the plant is frozen. And when it goes into a warm environment, it can produce fruit within 60 days.
We were just having a discussion about the standard of strawberries now. Once you get them local Irish strawberries, and in particular when the weather's been good and you get them and they're plump and juicy and local and Irish, what is it that makes them so much nicer than the ones we might get during the winter?
Oh, yeah, there's a big difference because, you know, most Irish farms now, all Irish farms are run by family farms and they take a lot of pride in what they sell,
yeah,
and to do everything they can do to try to get them as sweet as possible. And I suppose we're very lucky. Our cool nights, warm days, gives really sweet fruit because the plant just stops production when the nights are cold and releases all the sugar into the fruit. So we're in one of the best climates to produce soft fruit in the world.
I see. So
hard to believe.
Where we'd be given out about the nights being too cold, it's actually a good thing for the strawberries if it's that little bit cold. But it's not, because we were wondering, it's not a specific type of strawberry that we grow here that is so much nicer than elsewhere, is it?
That would be part of it now, of course.
Really?
Yeah, there's different varieties. And normally the lower yielding varieties taste the sweetest.
Okay. They're rarer, but they're worth it.
Yeah, a lot of the sweeter varieties will be grown in Ireland because it's a very localised market and Irish people are hugely supportive to the soft fruit and all the fruit that's produced in Ireland. So everyone is trying to do their best to produce as good a berry as possible.
Do you grow in tunnels or glasshouses or is it out in the...
So the glasshouse production in Ireland is probably halfway through now.
Right.
And it'll probably, start slowing down in 2 to 3 weeks. And the tunnel production will start then and it'll go right out to November.
Wow. So it's nearly the full year then.
And raspberry production would start maybe at the beginning of June. Blackberry and blueberry production would be beginning of July to mid-June.
So you're going the full year. That was going to be my other question. What else do you do other than strawberries then? So you're going all the time then?
Yeah, no, growing all the time. So you'd be picking for 6 months a year, the average farm. And then for the other 6 months, you don't have to go too far to find a job either.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a quiet spot when you live on a fruit farm.
How are you today?
Family members get scarce.
They don't go to the sunny southeast for nothing. How's the weather today?
Yeah, it's absolutely fabulous down here. There's people sowing potatoes, sowing barley. It's the countryside is very busy.
Great. Well, yeah. It's good to hear. And certainly bless the good weather, but we bless ourselves. Kamir, where can we buy you particularly? Where can we find your strawberries?
Well, yeah, we sell a lot of fruit on the side of the road up in the Midlands. So
right.
The trailers, you'd see the trailers going out on the side of the road. And we normally open around the middle of May.
Right,
so about 15th or 17th. So people associate with that summer is officially here when they see the trailers coming out, to get their fruit for the summer. So, yeah, and then we sell a lot of fruit to Aldi. We do multiple shops and hotels.
We'll be keeping an eye out for you, nice and sweet. How do you like your strawberries?
Oh, yeah, sweeter the better. Yeah, sweeter with a bit of bite in it.
A bit of bite. But you have ice cream on there? Do you have cream? Do you have a bit of sugar? What do you do?
Nah, Ray, you don't need them things when you have good strawberries.
They're sweet enough already. Listen, sir, Eamon Crane, thanks so much for taking the call. Greenhillfruitfarm.com is the website. Thanks so much, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, man. Mind yourself.
Ray Foley on Today FM.